Most were even younger than I was at the time they created quantum mechanics, and I felt a kinship with them. As I read, I realized I would not remain interested in physics indefinitely. So I decided to write a book for those who, like me, had no knowledge of science or mathematics, but wanted to understand quantum mechanics. The Dancing Wu Li Masters was that book, and it was also my first gift to others, because until then, I had lived my life only for me. When I wrote, I always pictured a reader who had as much or more intelligence than I, and who had a deep interest in quantum physics. I visited the physics library at the University of California at Berkeley, and the used bookstores near the campus often, and each time I found books that helped me understand more and write more. Each time I worked on the book, I forgot to worry about the rent, to be angry, or to think about sex. The manuscript grew steadily for 18 months, and the day before it was published, it received a rave review in the New York Times. Then it won the American Book Award for Science, and was reprinted by every book club, and translated into 16 languages. Since that time, I've become interested in people, and written 4 books on authentic power, including those I wrote with Linda. I no longer see myself as a victim. I have explored the power of choice, and I'm still exploring it. This future was unlikely for the young, angry, sexual addict who came to a meeting of physicists out of curiosity. Its probability was almost 0. Almost, but not quite.